Current Bitcoin price is $65,830.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Today, September 27th, 2024. What's going on, Rick?
Oh, just hanging out. Wait, my body is ready for some liquidity injections into the market.
Yeah, have you gone through your withdrawals already? See, the sad thing is, like, we've gone through withdrawals for so long. Like, we're just going to get hooked back in the system.
Oh, yeah. No, I need some FOMO straight to the adrenaline, straight to the veins.
Straight to the veins. Yeah. We kind of talked last time. We were starting to talk about the quantitative easing and the rate cut that took place, right?
The general money printing.
Yeah, general money printing that was taking place. And now, I mean, last time we recorded, we're at $62,011. As we stated in the beginning of this episode, we're at $65,830. So first off, where are theoretical purchases at, sir?
Okay, so it's almost been a year since we bought the first theoretical buy. I think it was $3,000 towards the end of October. It would have netted you 0.0885 Bitcoin. And that, you know, $3,000 investment today would be worth $5,826. So doing even better, almost doubled again. We were up levels above that, fallen a little bit, but we're on the way back up. And the second theoretical purchase was right at the halving. Bitcoin price is right at 64,000. If you would have bought just 1,000, you would have gotten 0.01564 or 1.5 million Satoshis, basically. And that $1,000 would now just be worth 1,030. Better than last time. I mean, it was $30 negative. Now it's $30 positive. There you go.
There we go. So we're back above water on both of our purchases again. Question is how long that'll last. Like, We've seen that happen before because we've kind of bounced back and forth. Lately, obviously, though, we've been down. It's good to see. I mean, by no means are we, you know, breaking all new all-time highs or anything like that yet. But we also put up the chart on the Discord for the Bitcoin ETF flows since last time we recorded. And actually, if you look at that, it's been nothing but black.
At least with iBit, right?
Well, totals in general. Like, I guess last time we had a down day was the 18th of September. But other than that, like, if you look at the totals, you know, 158 million on the 19th, 92 million on the 20th. September 23rd was only 4.5 million. 24th, 136 million. I mean, September 25th, we had 105 million. But iBit did 184 million that day. Because they had stayed kind of quiet. Again, we had talked about that before, where they had kind of been quiet. They hadn't been doing much. And then they started ramping up. Like, the 23rd, they did 11.5 million. 24th, they did 98.9. And then 25th was 184.4. And then it looks like yesterday was 92, 93.
Yeah, 93 from BlackRock. But if you look at the rest of them, it looked like there's a substantial jump in several of the other ETFs that day. The love was spread around. It was the totals that day was 365 million.
Yeah. And what's so today, so far we only have ARKB at 203 million. Like, that's a huge gain. We still don't have iBit numbers because they're always delayed.
No, that's iBit numbers.
Yeah.
Actually, that's bigger than all the iBit numbers in the past month. That's huge.
That is huge. And the day before, 113. Like, yeah. Arkham and West
is selling that.
Yeah, she's buying up some shares. There's a lot of the analysts and everybody else that are saying, you know, historically, October is a big, big month for crypto, for Bitcoin especially. So we figured we'd kind of talk about that a little bit. You know, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. There's a lot of things that are different this cycle, right? We have the sharks in the water. Is it too easy to predict if you can see it right now? But historically speaking, you know, Bitcoin gains on average 22.9%. And we had pulled up some numbers kind of about the historic price movements. And it goes back to like October 2013. Bitcoin price started the month of October at $130 and ended the month at $200. You know,
that's a pretty good gain.
It's not too shabby. October 2017 started the month at $4,300, finished the month at $6,000. October 2020 started at $10,800, finished at $13,800. October 2021 started at $43,000, ended at $60,000. And I mean, even our own buy, you know, where we had the 0.01564, we started, or not that one, the 0.0885, $3,000 turned into $5,826, you know, from a year, you know, basically time frame. We still don't know how it's going to finish out, but there's a lot of good things that typically happen in October, and this kind of coincides with the halving sequence as it normally happens, right?
Right.
But I don't know. Could it be different this time? And you have a feeling that it is going to be different this time, right?
Well, I'm just thinking, well, I mean, you're looking at kind of historically, October's a very good month. And historically, September's been a not great month. I mean, it's usually a downer. And this month, you know, I don't know what we started at, but I know it's a lot lower than 65,000. We had a pretty rough August and September, or beginning of September. So things are going upward. I mean, I'm not saying I know that for sure, but I just, in my bones, I don't know, the tea leaves that I've been reading, you know, I just think that really the thing that we're waiting for is November. Hopefully the election goes through fairly stable situation afterwards, and then that's when we become moon boys on that Bitcoin rocket ship.
Yeah, it looks like we started off September right around the $58,000 level. And I don't think we're going to see $58,000 this weekend. Like, I don't think we're going to close below that.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. But, like, when we look at August, where did we start August at?
Well, that's when the carry trade, so the low in August was, what, 49 or something like that?
August, we started, the low got really low in August, but we started August at around, right about this level, actually. We had a dump that took place on August 1st. Looks like we dumped from like 66 down to like 65. And then we had that far draw down all the way down to like $49,575 in the beginning of August. So this will be the first time we get a close that's actually higher than where we started the month in a while. I think it's over the past like 4 or 5 months. So I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that's coinciding with that. Like we're above the 50-day and the 200-day moving average currently. The RSI, typically anything above 70 is oversold or overbought, and then anything below 30 is oversold. And right now we're sitting around a 60.
Wow.
So we still have a you know, room to run there. So. Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to say where it's going to go. And I do agree with you on part of what you're saying. I do. I'm going to be, but I'm always like the perma bull, man. Always. I do hope that we see some incredible gains in October. I hope we see, like, what did we say, like 78,000 if we just hit the average.
Yeah, the 20% gain or 26% you said?
I think it was 22.9 or something.
22.9. And that puts us at 78?
78, yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's all-time high levels. I mean, that would be awesome. I'm not going to put that down, but I just don't know if that's going to happen yet.
Yeah.
I'd be happy if we close out October above 70. Like, say we stay at 65 for the rest of this month and we close out October 70 or maybe even rubbing up against the all-time high. that would set us up for that rocket ship.
Yeah. No, for sure. And there was something you had mentioned a while back, a Mark Moss video talking about global liquidity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lynn Alden, Mark Moss, they were talking about global liquidity and just basically the supply of M2 money and how that coincides. It kind of goes in cycles, and those cycles usually coincide with the bull run in crypto. And that was a very fascinating thing. And so after the cuts and start the money printing, and it looks like China is going to go crazy. You were mentioning something about that, but that kind of thing is what stimulates, it actually stimulates gold, and it does stimulate the price of Bitcoin. So I don't think those are bad investments when people are turning the money printers on.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that I find kind of interesting with that too is that really, if you look at the Google trends right now for Bitcoin, like it's nobody's talking about it. So that's one of the things. And we've talked about that. Like it gets boring when it just trades sideways and down, right? Or if it's just sideways for the most part. We've been range bound for a long time. Yeah, we've had some dips way below, but it's been kind of a boring market. And if nobody's paying attention and we do end October at like 78,000, guess what happens at that point, though? People will start pouring that money in there. Now, you did bring up a good point, though. If we're looking at this quantitative easing, and it's not just the M2 money supply of the United States, but it's global M2, right? They talk about how they've got to wait for the Fed to kind of lead the way on that. But they've all got to kind of do it at the same time.
Yeah, the other countries are wanting to kick on the money printers, but it's not until just recently that the Federal Reserve cut those interest rates. And, you know, that was their first salvo in the interest rate cutting. And I really do think that there's going to, the next round, which is supposed to be in November, they're going to do another set of rate cuts. So my thought on that is, you know, are you going to take out a loan today with interest rates still only down 0.5%? Or are you going to wait for them to cut another 0.5% or more and get a better deal, in November?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if everything is saying that we're going to get another rate cut in November, why would you want to take that liquidity now? You want to wait so you can get cheaper rates.
Yeah. Get the cheaper money. And, exactly. So I'm pretty sure the Federal Reserve is going to be cutting. Really just looking at the economic data, there seems to be some rough spots. I don't think they're hitting the soft landing that they promised. And they're going to be cutting rates. I think 50 basis points is going to be the minimum. I would actually put my target at 3/4.
You think they'll do 75? It's totally possible. I mean, it depends on how everything looks, right? Like if job market comes out still kind of high, like unemployment's still high, job market itself comes out low, because a lot of people are saying, well, it was too little too late, you know, to start reversing course, that we are going to have the hard landing. So we'll have to see. I mean, it'll be kind of interesting going into the election, you know, right where that's all going to end up at. But I'm here for it. I want to see where it goes. I do want to be the optimist and hope that we do have a really awesome October. And then if we get an awesome October, I'd really have a really, really awesome November as well.
Yeah, we'll be celebrating Christmas and New Year's in fashion.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to happen the way that it could happen, I mean, we still could see, you know, $100,000 Bitcoin by the end of the year.
It's possible.
You know?
It's possible.
And if we see 20%, 30% gains in a month over the next couple of months, yeah.
For sure.
But was there anything else you wanted to bring up this evening?
I think that's it for me.
Yeah, I think that's it for me too. We'll keep an eye on things. Hopefully this both numbers, hopefully I'm hoping our October number by the time we record again will be double again, over 6,000. So we'll see.
That'd be awesome.
That would
double your money in a year. That's not a bad return. And that's not even the full bull run. So
no, not at all. So we do appreciate you all for listening. And if you want to get yourself a hardware wallet to store your own crypto and do your own self-custody, you can get it on our deals page at thebitbytepodcast.com/deals. And then you can also sign up for our newsletter. And that's under the sign-up tab. And that'll get you your self-custody checklist as well. So,
yes, sir.
Thank you guys for listening.
Alrighty.
And gals. Bye.